Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the post office officer herself, Sandy Reavy.
I get that always mixed up, but it's not bad.
It is episode 288 and January 29th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have January 29th, Mars trine Uranus.
Picking up speed.
February 2nd, Friday, Mercury sextile Neptune.
It was Groundhog Day, not an impossible thought.
And February 4th, Sunday, Mercury ingress Aquarius.
Where all thoughts have wings.
Then in Talisman Times, we are going to be discussing the new talisman of the month for February. And on the horizon, we have two events we want to chat with you about. And in our house, I have a brand new meditation for Aquarius season. A breathwork exploration with two techniques, one for balancing and one for energy. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The
story. Hello, post office officer.
You know, why do I do that when we were prepping the Mercury retrograde Mexico retreat, Mercury teachings, Mexico retreat, I kept calling our little plan for opening and closing ceremony. I kept calling it the post office. And you're like, Mom, it's called the telephone.
Right. And the telephone game. Everyone knows the telephone game where you sit in a line and you whisper in each other's ear. And by the time it gets to the end of the line, it's usually a little jumbled.
So we did that at opening and at closing ceremony, and I kept calling it post office. And so we did something else about writing, and we were all instructed not to read until the full moon, which was just, you know, recently. And so I tapped everybody to start reading all the letters that everyone wrote to them, and I called it post office. And then you finally said, well, it probably is post office because we were writing letters at a time where the recipient wouldn't read it for, you know, 2 weeks.
Right. So. And delivering messages. Yeah, it totally makes sense. So that's why you're called the post office officer. I also want to go direct to everyone listening because I do have a couple of messages that I wanted to share from this Mexico retreat post office experiment. So here we go. First one. Wow, you are all such wonderful people. I'm glad I got a chance to meet you. My heart is full. And this is like, so basically the post office experiment was at the closing ceremony, everyone had their journals open and everyone got a hold of each other's journal and they were able to write a page in there of the way that they felt towards that person, something, a story that they wanted to share, but a message that they wanted to give them. So these are some of the messages received after these attendees for the full moon got to reread these messages. So let's see. The next one is, I can't wait to get home and receive this gift. I'll be reading my journal tonight. And then reading the posts brought me right back to the Mexico retreat and how wonderful it was to spend the week with you all. Thank you all. Thank you, everyone, for your thoughtful and generous words, sending you all so much love. Another one, thank you, everyone, for your words, support, love. Another one, I love this exercise so much. Thank you all. I wrote down each word after the exercise, maybe not for verbatim, but it is so interesting to see how you all see me. So what a cool experiment to have this like intimate time with other people and then be able to kind of read them or write them like a special message that they won't see until they get back home.
Right. So they won't have to, you're not looking in somebody's eyes at dinner that night, knowing what they said about mm-hmm. you. It's kind of like you said something about me because I said, no, you know, I'll let you know. And I did give them the full moon because we were there for the new moon. the first new moon of the January, the Gregorian year, that they were to read them at the first full moon, which was the first full moon at 5 degrees of Leo, which is the sun is shining on his own home, right? His own place of residence. And it's kind of how do other people see me, feel me? And whatever those words are must be true that we don't see in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, reminds me of this particular full moon, because the moon means it's opposite the sun. The moon is in the sun's domicile, Leo, and it happens once a year. We get this full moon, and it's always this time of year when the sun is in the opposite sign, which is in Aquarius. And so it's always a good time that, and this reminds me of like when, say you go away for a while, right? You leave your home and you're visiting family, or you're gone for a week, or you're gone for a month, or you're somewhere in another country, and you're living your day-to-day life, you know, your bathroom activities, you're brushing your teeth, you're making your bed, you know, those kind of routine things because you're not at home. But then when you get back home, it seems like, oh my gosh, I really realize I love my bed, or I love the way my sink is higher up than the place that I am. Like, there was so much more about why I love my home. And what this exercise did was have other people see me that I don't see things in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, where am I home? Where do I live all the time that I don't recognize some of the beauty that I have in me when other people do, because they're opposing me, they're opposite me, they're, you know, on the outside of me.
Right.
So really, really cool to set that up. And, you know, whether they were like, you know, what is this about? Right. it's so sweet. I really want to thank anyone that's listening that goes on any of my retreats. Thank you. I'm so grateful. And I could probably cry right now to allowing me to bring my creative and Alex to bringing our, because she helps me with planning these. I mean, this is not just me. This is Alex too.
Mm-hmm.
And as two Pisces come together and prepare what we think is a different, unusual, experiential retreat, teaching something about yourself, depending on what planet we're teaching for that retreat. So thank you for just going with the flow of having you go to the market and I'm giving you pesos and go buy something and then you got to sell it, right? Thank you for going on all these whimsical teachings of journeys with me and Alex.
Yes.
I can't thank you enough. And we must be doing something right because we're almost
going to more places.
Almost full for Greece. And some of the same people return that are becoming more and more personal, you know, friends.
Mm-hmm.
As they get to go to places and know that they will be cared for and taken care of.
Right. So yeah, that's going direct. So thank you all for sending in your messages. It really is our soul food. So keep them coming. If you haven't already, head to the review section wherever you listen to this podcast and give us one of those 5-star reviews. We love sharing those here on the podcast. Let's move into the transits, where we have a very short week. We just have 3 transits to discuss. And the first one is today, January 29th, Monday, Mars trine Uranus.
Yeah. So let's consider this is a day, 2 days actually after Uranus has stationed direct. So now this is all planets as of this, really as of Saturday, the 27th, a couple of days earlier, are now direct. They're moving forward. Now, Uranus, because he's been stuck at this 19 degrees of Taurus, he's, you know, he's now, all he did was pivot his, let's just say, body toward moving to the future, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here comes Mars, very strong Mars in Capricorn, trining, right? Capricorn, Earth, Taurus, Earth. So the trine here, you know, 120 degrees of ease and harmony says, Mars, I'm getting goosebumps right now, that Mars is like easing the push, because Mars in Capricorn is more about a slow move toward success or progress, right? Production.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Mars isn't in Aries here, you know, ballsing out and pushing like forward, like get out of my way type thing. It's Mars here in Capricorn going, let's start moving the plan. Let's start making our next step.
It's and more so, strategic. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's trining Uranus, who is now just turned. You don't think that we should not use this energy because Uranus just turned. And now here comes Mars going, yeah, now, okay, now you're out of the sick bed. You know, I'm using Vadius Valens's any retrograde, although he didn't know about Uranus because it wasn't discovered until late 1700s. And he's writing about astrology in the first century. So, but if we use that in his analogies and his writings and his understanding of retrograde planets that are coming out of their sick bed, that they've rested, rejuvenated, and repaired and recovered, and they're ready to move forward, here comes Mars with this really nice, supportive, like, let me help you out of bed because you got to get going. You got some territory to move, time to get going. So This is picking up speed, even though they're in Earth signs, even though Uranus hasn't started taking his first step yet, it seems like you're ready to get something going. What is that? Seriously, how, Alex, how can we get interaction on our podcasts? It's probably not I'm putting a spot here live, but you know, I would really love to know what project, what thing, what thought, because we're going to talk about that this whole week, are the Mercury, the thinking, the thoughts, you know, they have wings. So here it's like something, what project are you working to move forward?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know what some people are saying. So follow that through with them and say, you know.
Yeah. So there is a way. So if anyone listening is on Spotify, this is like the kind of like the main place that we can be a little bit more interactive. I'll post up a question on there that you can type up your answer to. What project are you working to move forward? And we don't have to use your name, but we can just like kind of discuss that next time on the podcast and going direct. So if you have Spotify, go over and listen to this episode there, and you'll see a question that you can get answered. Also, if you do not have Spotify, go ahead and email me, alex@intentionbeads.com.
Interesting. You are itching your palm for quite a bit the whole time you were talking. So this is a good idea. People do want to reply.
I had never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, you always hear that somebody is thinking or talking of you when your palm itches. So there's something that needs to be said from our people. Come on. I would love that personal engagement.
Right. Hey, yeah.
My moon is in Cancer. Come on, people. I love
it. We need to chat.
I like to give hugs and little kisses on the cheek. Yeah.
And receive hugs. Yeah. So February 2nd, Friday, is our next transit, which is Mercury sextile Neptune.
Yeah, this is at about five in the morning, and this has reception, and it's not an impossible thought. Brew the idea through the weekend. Remember that whatever idea you had, we could talk about that prior to this. Like, what were you thinking about? What is this project you want to get going? Because here comes, you know, it's a whole week from Monday to Friday. Right. It's like it's the bookends of the week. And what idea have you had brewing in your mind that you want to start moving forward? And how will you move that forward? And what's the next step? You only need, here we go with my Mercury in Pisces. It's opposite Mercury in Virgo, right? So Mercury in Virgo, people want to plan out all the way to the end. And that's great for them. That's super great for them. However, my Mercury's in Pisces opposite. It's like, just take the first step. Then you'll get to see what's the next horizon. There's something you're not seeing down here on the lower step. So if you take one step up, you can see, is that the right step? Are you going in the right direction? Do you need to? So it's kind of like brew that idea that you've had all week into the weekend, because we'll talk about Sunday, what occurs Sunday. But this idea that you're having is not impossible.
Right.
Parts and of it possible and probable.
Right.
Because why? Because Mercury is in Capricorn. Now he doesn't have rulership, or he doesn't have dignity there, but he doesn't have he's not slack.
Fallen.
He's not fallen. But he's traveling with Mars in Capricorn, right? So there's that Mercury and Mars are like, come on, dude. Let's start moving our thoughts forward. And then it sextiles this Neptune on this day, saying, wow, I hadn't considered that magic, that intuition thought that just came in. So again, it's not impossible to think what you're thinking.
Right. And I think just recently I was listening to a podcast where it was about growth, and mainly like business related, but I think this applies to any type of growth. We feel like we need to have the confidence first in order to expand and grow into the areas that we want to go, or we need something, right? We need a qualification. We need to look a certain way. We need to show up in a certain capacity. But if you start exchanging the word confidence, or, you know, certificate or whatever, for action, like what you can do right now, if you want to start a huge project, there always is one first step, and it doesn't necessarily need to be like approved by anyone else. So just start the research, figure it out, and use action before anything else, because that's the first part of growth.
Can do we have time for a quick story?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm here in Ohio with my mom, you know, where we're rehabbing her from a fractured femur, two plates, screws, all kinds of things. And she's doing great. Mm-hmm. But she does need somebody in the house to help her with, you know, cooking and things like that. But she wants to be independent. So we have been talking about these medical alert buttons that they wear around their neck or wherever. And so me and my sister and I and my mom have been wanting to do something about that. Well, we've been home a month from the hospital. So I put it on my list one day to start doing research. And Lori, my sister, was going to do research. I was going to do research. We were going to see which one. And then we were going to start making phone calls to get all the data, the cons and pros, price this, what this, what this. And so I must have taken the first step. So I got with my mom upstairs at the kitchen table and said, all right, mom, I got this one company that I've contacted, and they keep calling me back. Let's call and get all the information. So as I'm writing, as we're on speakerphone, I'm getting all the information. She's asking questions, I'm asking questions. And pretty soon my mom looks at me and says, why are we doing all these research? Why are we doing all of these contacting all these other companies to get the same this medical alert button does the same thing. But this one actually goes anywhere that you have cellular, right? So this goes all the way anywhere in the United States. So it was like, let's just give her my credit card. Let's just go ahead and buy it. So we did. Well, when we told my sister, she was like, well, I thought we were going to discuss this. And I was like, but we started the research, we moved on the research, and we bought it, and we didn't waste any more time. So done, check, let's go on to the next thing. So it's kind of that. It's like you start something and it's like, wow, this exceeds my expectations. You know,
right. Yeah.
Guaranteed money back. Let's just do it. So that's kind of what I'm talking about, versus getting everybody getting all this and then we discuss. So, you know, if we made the wrong decision, we get 14 days to return it. That it's that kind of energy of, you know, it's not an impossible thought.
Right.
All right. Long story. Hope that made sense.
Right. Action. Right. So February 4th, Sunday, Mercury ingress, Aquarius.
Okay, ingress. What does the word ingress mean? Goes
to enter into?
To enter into, to goes past, to go through. Zero Aquarius. I want to be Carol Burnett now and tug my ear. That, did you understand that? Did you hear that? Mercury crossing this hot spot this month, January and February, and actually all year. The hot spot is 0 degrees of a fixed sign, but particularly Aquarius, because that's where Pluto went over. Mm-hmm. And the superior planets, Jupiter and Saturn, cross there into the air economy at 0 degrees together in 2020, December 2020. So we're in this air economy. So this, all the, every time we get an ingress into Aquarius, it means it's crossing the zero line. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So Mercury crossing this line, some people say, the modern astrologers say that Mercury is exalted in the sign of Aquarius. I don't use that, but hey, we can, because I'm more of a traditional. But this is a place where all thoughts have wings. All thoughts have wings, because this is an air sign, right? This is Mercury, right. This is Hermes, this is Hermes. He can take flight. Now, ideas have flight, try them. They it's like testing what Icarus. I know we're going to Icaria Island.
It's his island. Yeah.
It is his island.
Yeah.
It is his island. And we're going there for that Netflix farm stay after our, which I've already sold out, by the way, after our Greece retreat. But, you know, don't fly too close to the sun where the heat of the sun burns the, or melts the candle wax that keeps you floating. Mm-hmm. In flight. Don't go too close to the water where the mist, you know, dampens, mm-hmm. dampens the feathers where it can pull you down. So it's kind of like staying right here in the middle in a fixed area, right? Not too high, not too low, right in the middle of where your thoughts have these wings and you can move fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I really like, this is not my favorite day, but man, it's, use this. So we start the week out picking up speed, not an impossible thought. All thoughts have wings. Fly, people, fly.
Yeah. Love it. So yeah, I think it's going to be a really like great planning and execution type of week for everyone. So please don't forget to head over to Spotify, listen, and answer that Q&A section. All right, so talisman times, none upcoming, none finished. However, there is a brand new month coming up, so we do have our talisman of the month for February, and that is to engage and agree with authority figures. I see you on an equal playing field. We admit we are each human and have concerns around this subject. We have the same opinion and work toward it in unison. We are linked up. This is Moon in Gemini, trine Saturn in Aquarius.
Hey, you know, this is a rare. Saturn in Aquarius, of course, we know that because this was made a year ago or maybe a couple years ago. Let me look. This is a small bead. Date of this, I've got the chart right here, December of 2021. This was when Saturn was still in its home sign of Aquarius and the moon was in Gemini from the fourth house shining onto the Saturn coming up over the horizon. I think I have two talismans in stock. That is that Saturn in its, one of the last times, like in the next 26 years, that Saturn will be in his domicile.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for me to put this on special is very special, right. Because I could actually probably raise the price because that's how rare this piece is. So I love this one. Check it out. It's kind of grays and some blue and white. It's a very demure piece. So pretty. Can I read the information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the intention is to engage and agree with authority figures. That's the Saturn. I see you on an equal playing field. We admit we are each human and have concerns around the subject. We have the same opinion and work toward it in unison. We are linked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love this one.
So let's move on to the horizon, where, again, I'm going to remind you just one more time, we just finished recording the year ahead astrology forecast for 2024. And click the link in the description to head over and listen to that 2-hour special. Sandy and Susan go through all of the dates for 2024. It is a really great round look at what's going to be happening for the next upcoming year. Moving on to February 24th, 2024, we are having our daytime retreat, and that is a special retreat that Sandy's teaming up with two other spiritual leaders. And the topic is intention and inspired action on the full moon. So tell me a little bit more about this.
So I have recently been involved with Wendy Rudnick. She's been a client of mine for about 8 years, maybe. And she's finally, after so many years of really stepping into her ability to be a spiritual healer. So I'm very proud of her. And she has turned around and pulled me along with her so that I feel very connected to her as I help support her with her intuition over the years. And then I then got in front of Jen Weigel, who is and she lives in Evanston. She lives in my town, in my little village,
right?
Which I really never knew that, but she's a persona in, particularly in Chicago, but she's an award-winning author and a journalist, and she is now, has been in the spiritual community.
Right. And kind of like in this really cool space of like really going and exploring so many different avenues of spirituality.
Yeah. So the three of us are going to get together. We're going to do a 10-to-5 Saturday on that Saturday in Union Pier, Michigan, which is, if you're in Chicago, that's just an hour and 15 minutes from my house, and I'm north of the city. So you could go in the morning and come home in the evening, or you could, I think one of my peoples is spending the night, because even though we say it's over at 5 o'clock, we don't push anybody out.
Right.
And stay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like awesome, really intimate, cool networking too.
Yeah. And it's small. It's no more than 8 of us. So that's part of it.
That's so nice.
I'm going to be looking at this full moon in everyone's chart, which means it's about 1 month from now.
Mm-hmm.
So sign up. It's rare that I do a 1-day retreat nearby. Sign up.
Yep. That link is in the show notes. Let's move on to the 2024 Greece retreat. That is September 22nd through the 29th. Again, we are so happy, excited for this retreat every single time because it's absolutely stunning. The location, the bay, the island, the people, the food. I mean, I can go on and on. But yes, head over to our retreat page. That link is in the description. If you want to learn a little bit more, check out the pictures from our last year's retreat. And
almost sold out.
Yes.
If the three people that I have already spoken to that are interested, if they do put their deposit down, we'll be completely sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we're working on our next retreat,
which is shortly following that, which is October 9th through the 19th. That is our Egypt retreat, where this is not going to be a teaching retreat. It's going to be more of an adventure retreat, where seeing the sites, experiencing the culture. We will have our own tour guide, our own guides, plural. So there will be multiple people there to help carry bags, to answer questions, to be there as aids and supports. So yeah, we're all pretty much going on vacation, or on an adventure to see a land that is so ancient and so historic. So yes, if you are interested, email me or Sandy at intentionbeads.com.
And I want to say something about that. And then I've got one extra thing that may not be on your list. But mm-hmm. I want to remind everybody. But let's get back to the Egypt thought. We're about to announce this in the next week or 10 days. However, we have an early bird price that goes up quite a bit March 1st. So mm-hmm. when I got all of the data points from Mahmoud, that okay, we need to work on this quick. Even though we're all over the country right now. January has been super busy for us. So if you're interested, I can email you the link, the PDF, any information, even before we put this out as an email blast. Mm-hmm. Because if you can get your deposit in and by March 1st, you get this really nice priced package. He's saying that every quarter, the prices are going up every quarter. So here we get into a new quarter pretty soon. So he's put me on a cost list. And so I'm putting anybody that wants to go on a cost price list.
Right, deadline. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the people that have been interested already that have told me they already have an email from me with the price and the PDF of what we're doing in the 10 days we're going to be there. And can mm-hmm. I just say, I insisted on two things, not to be taken out of, this is what he does for a living, right? This is my friend Zephy, the high priestess, is going with us. And she always has Mahmoud and his guide to take us. Because he lives there. He's Muslim. He lives there. Is the hot air balloon is not coming out. And the night, spending the night in the desert in our individual tents. Mm-hmm. These are included. So once in a lifetime thing. And I think seriously, if you're considering it, now's the time. I don't know if I'm going to be doing this every year like I do everything else. This might just be a one-off for me because there's other places in the world that I want to go to that I'm going to be doing more retreats in other parts of the world. So I've got about four places I'm looking into currently. So I'm healthy. I'm alive. I can walk. I'm good mentally. I got to use this time now as I become this hip, mature woman.
Right.
I want to pause there then and remind you that we are doing the Hay House, I Can Do It.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We're going to add that to our list and I'll throw in the link to grab tickets. It's in Phoenix, Arizona. This is going to be March
23rd, 24, and 25. We will have our, of course, display, our intention beads. Booth. We are so honored and grateful that they include us. I mean, every time I must say, I'm very honored. The lineup is even more bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more bigger and more expansive for their keynotes, their breakout sessions with these beautiful spiritual leaders. Put the link in there. I don't know if I should say this out loud about, come to our booth. Let's celebrate my birthday.
Oh yeah. How much fun. So yes, I'll put the link in the description. The Hay House I Can Do It events are a really wonderful time where so many authors, speakers, really inspiring people come together and learn about different ways to attack problems, different ways to create passion, more clarity, more skill sets in your tool belt to go and do what it is that you want to do. So I feel like we get like such a booster shot full of like minerals and vitamins, basically, once we go there and just speaking with the people, they are lit up. They are excited for life. They are usually coming out of some challenging times, whether that was, you know, either traumatic events or losing important people in their lives. And they're ready to double down on, all right, this is the one life we get. Let's keep going. So I would love to invite you guys there. I'm going to put the link and everything in there as well. Again, also, if you're interested in joining us for any retreats, and you have a few questions, make sure to schedule a free 15-minute reading to ask Sandy whatever it is that you have to ask about the retreat. So the link.
Can I just say one thing about our podcast?
Yeah.
So one beautiful soul. Oh my God, this lady makes me smile. We don't have to know why people make you happy, right? We don't have to. We just have to agree. We don't have to break it down. We just say, you know, so there's this one woman that's come to our table through this podcast and listened to our podcast, signed up for the Mexico retreat, brought her cousin, and now they're both going with us to Greece. Right. So all through this podcast, and I just find that, you know, this podcast does work, right?
And it's collecting our community. And I think that that's so powerful to really come together. I mean, because when you find your people, when you find your tribe, you feel so supported, you feel so able. And what we love to do is we also love to have fun and we love to live life and have big adventures. So, yeah. And we love storytelling. We love to hear about people. We love to help inspire people to live their best storyline.
I know.
So yes, it was so cool. I'm excited to meet them in Greece. And let's move on to our house if we're ready.
Wow, that felt like our house. We got a meditation.
This whole thing is our house. But yes, so for the first of the month, I made this almost a year ago. I made this like kind of challenge for myself, since you were challenging yourself to get, you know, more social media videos up. I challenged myself to create a new meditation every month for that zodiac season. And since we are just entered into Aquarius season. Aquarius is a mutable air sign. So I thought this was a fixed air sign. Sorry. So I thought that this was a really wonderful opportunity for breathwork and a breathwork exploration where we could see, just at least because I like to keep my meditations short and sweet. We just explore two techniques. One is Nadi Shodhana, and the other one is Kapalabhati. And one is for balancing. So you balance both sides of your brain and your body. And one is for energy. So you feel kind of a buzzing sensation in the top of your skull. It is also known as the shining skull breath. So
I'm gonna call it that, because don't ask me to say Nadi Shodhana. No, don't ever.
Nadi Shodhana. Yeah. Nadi Shodhana is it's like an equalizing breath. It's a balancing breath that takes your left and right sides of your brain, your left and right sides of your body, and reconnects them.
We may have done this with one of our Kundalini yoga specialists in Mexico. She did some classes for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little like hand movement where you close your right side of your nostril with your thumb and you close your left side of your nostril with your ring and pinky finger, and you go back and forth and you alternate. I explained it in the meditation. So without further ado, let's get going to the Aquarius season meditation.
In a moment, we will begin a breathwork meditation to become a catalyst for change. To begin, find a seat and relax. Take a moment to get into position, or you can pause the episode here if you need more time. Let's begin. Now that you've found your seat, make sure your spine is straight and your hands resting gently on your lap. Close your eyes and take a moment to settle into this present moment. We will journey through two pranayama breath techniques, Nadi Shodhana and Kapalabhati. Follow the cues and experiment on your own by taking on the breathwork at your own pace. If at any moment it becomes too much, you can always slow down or return to your normal breath. Beginning with Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, alternate nostril breathing. Place your left hand on your knee, palm facing up. With your right hand, make a fist and extend your ring and pinky fingers as well as your thumb. Bring your hand close to your nose. Your thumb will be used to close off your right nostril, and your ring and pinky fingers will close off your left. You will only alternate closing off your nostrils at the top of your inhalations. Close your eyes, and we will begin with the first round. Place your right thumb to close your right nostril and inhale through your left side. At the top, alternate. Close your left nostril with your ring finger and exhale through your right nostril. Inhale through your right, alternate at the top, closing your right and exhaling through your left. This completes one cycle. Inhale through your left. Alternate sides. Exhale through your right. Inhale right. Alternate. Exhale left. Repeat this for several rounds, focusing on slow and steady breathing. Our next breath practice is Kapalabhati Pranayama, the skull shining breath. Sit comfortably with your back straight and your eyes closed. Place your hands on your knees, palms facing down. Take a deep breath through your nose, expanding your belly. and exhale forcefully through your nose, pulling your belly towards your spine. Then, relaxing your belly, allow your inhalation to happen more naturally. And exhaling forcefully, pulling your abdominal muscles to your spine. Deep breath through your nose, expanding your belly. Exhale forcefully through your nose, belly towards your spine. Begin to naturally inhale and exhale forcefully. Begin to speed up this rhythm for the next few rounds of breath. Great job. Now gradually bring your awareness back to a natural rhythmic breath. Inhale gratitude for this time you've dedicated to yourself. And exhale any remaining stress, distractions, or uncertainties. Inhale more gratitude. And exhale whatever you need to. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes, noticing the transformation that this breathwork has ignited within you. Your breath is powerful when you can tap into it. These breath techniques have the ability to balance and energize your mind and body. Use them whenever you need. And I'll see you back here at Astrology Meditation soon.
That is the Woo-hoo! End of our meditation. I hope this energized you and both balanced you as well. So thank you, everybody. And we will see you here next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.